And oh, if you think the government is always truthful, think again. Because they're not. They're not. I was going to wait and play this for folks on Thursday, and I may very well play it again, but those, you know, most people that are listening to us, let me reset this, Charlie. I've got to get the pause button here. Hold on. This is a conversation that the architect, Robert Malone, he was the mRNA architect. He designed it. And he's got something to say about vaccinating with this particular vaccine children. Again, this dovetails into, will the government tell you the truth? Will our government, any government, by the way, tell you the truth? So let me make sure the volume is up on this, and here we go.
I don't usually read from a prepared speech, but this is so important that I wanted to make sure that I got every single word and fact, scientific fact, correct. I stand by this statement with a career dedicated to vaccine research and development. I'm vaccinated for COVID, and I'm generally pro-vaccination. I've devoted my entire career to developing safe and effective ways to prevent and treat infectious diseases. After this, I'll be posting the text of this statement so that you can share it with your friends and family. Here's the thing. Before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the RNA vaccine technology I created. There are three main issues that parents need to understand before they take this irrevocable decision. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your parent's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs. These organs include their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and most importantly, this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming point about this is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreparable. They cannot be reversed. You can't fix the lesions within their brains. You cannot repair heart tissue scarring. You cannot repair a genetically reset immune system. And this vaccine can cause reproductive damage that could affect future generations of your...
All right. Again, go back to, does our government, your government, tell you the truth in every area? No. They just approved the vaccines, the COVID vaccines for children, which they don't need, by the way, at all. Zilch. Don't need it. Dumb. Doesn't need to be done. We're at a point now, especially when it comes to, where are we at now, Charlie? I can't remember where we're at. Are we... Omicron, Delta, Delta was before. We're Omicron now. I don't know. I should know this by heart by now. But bottom line, whatever COVID we've got right now is like the sniffles. It's not that bad, folks. It's really not bad for kids. There is no need whatsoever. I don't know that I've ever come on air in my entire life and talked about a childhood vaccine this way. But I will tell you this when it comes to this one. Your kid doesn't need it. No kid needs this. Not unless there's some unique circumstance that justifies it, but I can't think of anything that would justify doing this to your child. Not every child will have these types of reactions. I understand that, but some will. A lot will, by the way. They're already, we'll talk about this on Thursday, we're already determining that men that have the vaccine, it's proven already on the fertility side of the fence that a lot of men are having 50% or more sperm count loss after having the vaccine. So people that are trying to have kids, This can be a huge factor. And then we want to give this to kids? Folks, I don't think we even have, we've talked about it with Dr. Kelly and Steve on Thursday. We have no idea what the repercussions of some of this stuff's going to be down the road. None. Zilch. And we want to give it to our kids. I shouldn't say want to give it. We've got a government now saying it's okay to give it to your kids. It's approved. Give it to your kid. They're encouraging you to give it to your kids. The CDC is encouraging it. Don't. It's garbage. Shouldn't be happening. Should not. This is one of those examples of where we don't believe the government. And no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I can read the data and tell you. Malone, the guy that invented it, just said that. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.